on Live 89.5. This is the Drive program. I'm quite excited because I'm not in the box on my own. I have a guest in the studio who's going to be doing something very special on Koh Samui very, very soon, and that is Paradise Island Festival. So introducing to the program, Kunt Roman. How are you doing, Roman?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Very, very good indeed.
Thanks for having me on the show.
The launch pad into the weekend. I'm getting excited about this that's going to be going on, Paradise Island Festival, which you're putting on. Let's just get a bit of background first. What are you involved in, Robin? Because you do events and such, yeah?
Yeah, well, we've been running events, live gigs, festivals for about 10 years now, mostly in Europe, London, Croatia, all over the place. And this is the first time we're going to bring our particular style of festival partying to Koh Samui, to Thailand, since it's our first event over here. We've got a very successful beach festival in Croatia, which we run for many years, and we're going to bring a little bit of a flavour to that to the east, the Far East.
That's amazing. So you're one of the guys and girls who makes that kind of thing happen, who makes the parties on. So let's talk about some of the names. What kind of festivals do you do? Because obviously there's different styles of festivals. So what kind is it exactly that you deal with, Roman?
Well, this is it's an arts and music festival. We're super excited about what we're trying to bring. There's a lot of things that are already catered for. We feel in Thailand we have a huge full moon party and lots of other very well-known events. We're going to try and be a little bit different to that musically and in terms of our ethos. So we're really, really super excited about some of the artists we're bringing in. We're flying in people from the United States, Japan, the UK, Taiwan, as well as a big selection of Thai artists as well. So, I mean, we have some bona fide hip-hop legends in the Far Side and two sort of lords.
Far Side.
The Far Side. Yeah, you've heard of the Far Side.
I thought you were saying like the Far Side. And
No,
the Far Side.
The Far Side are coming in to they're going to be tearing up the beach. I can't wait to see them on the beach there. They played for us last at Royal Albert Hall in London. Packed that out. So seeing them on the beach is going to be absolutely, it's going to be really, really special.
You've also got someone who doesn't have to travel too far as well, because we've got a massive superstar on here. We've got a superstar on the island, genre redefining Goldie. The golden one is going to be at this festival as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's amazing. I mean, I don't need to give him any better introduction than that. You've definitely done the job for me. One of your own guys, a pioneer in his field, synonymous with drum and bass, a bona fide legend, and like you say, a genre definer, and on the sort of in the same sphere but a slightly different take on it is LTJ Bookham, who has
massive name,
intelligent drum and bass, liquid gooey beats, beautiful sort of sunshine beats, perfect for the beach as well. So we've got both sides of that, both sides of the sort of drum and bass spectrum, and then we've got some hip-hop, we've got jazz, we've got funk, we've got soul, we've got disco. So we're trying to keep it, the music policy is like sunshine music, music that's perfect for the beach.
As they used to say in the old times, groovy, yeah?
Groovy, man.
Keep them beats groovy.
It's going to be groovy. It's going to be paradise.
And what kind of setup is it on the beach? So how big is the area? And what kind of, you said about the sort of music and art as well. So is you going to have some installations? What's going on with the kind of vibe with the lights and such?
Absolutely. Well, we're trying to bring a little bit of a microcosm of Thai culture into one area into a festival, essentially. So if you're traveling over into Samui for only a couple of weeks, or you're there for a little, if you're in Thailand for a short amount of time, hopefully we can give you a little taster of everything that's cool about Thai culture, or that's special and intrinsic to Thai culture, such as Thai cookery, Muay Thai, Thai massage, yoga, which is a very sort of popular in the islands. Yeah, it's got a really amazing yogi culture around the islands of Phangan and Samui.
So I noticed that when I was in Phangan, it seems to be taking on that, like, a lot less kind of like the crazy full-on party, and more the kind of like the thoughtful, like, you know, integrating and interacting with the nature and with the culture as well, which I think is really cool.
Absolutely. It's really polarized in Phangan, because you have on the one side that you have the real full moon party culture, which, while it has its place, is not really sort of where we're positioning ourselves. And then the other side of Phangan, you have this huge yoga community, sort of very sort of Zen, very Buddhist, and it's a really It's a really peaceful and calm place. And while we are having a festival, it's not necessarily going to be super peaceful and calm, but we're going to bring an element of that. Yeah, on Samui, yeah.
So it's bringing the elements of Koh Phangan, but then taking them over to Samui. And
Thailand in general, I'd say, you know, hence we have like the Thai kukui, a bit of Muay Thai, Thai traditional dance. We have Samui circus. So it's getting the best of the sort of the local culture, as in local to the islands, but also Thai culture in general. So if you're only here for a couple of weeks, you can really tick a lot of those holiday boxes. If you're a tourist, and if you're a Thai, hopefully what we're going to do is we're going to represent and demonstrate the peak of the music and art and culture, you know, on a beach.
So what I'm hearing, Robin, is that people aren't going to be bored. Basically, you're going to have some activities and great things going right through. Tell
Can't
us where,
be bored.
When
if Goldie sees you looking bored, are you going to have problems?
Oh mate, and he's a geezer as well. He will get you stepping up. He will step you up. No, I've had some great times on the island here with Goldie. He's a very super cool guy and a genius DJ and producer. Fantastic. So when is this again for people?
So this is the 15th and 16th of April. It's at the beach bar on Chau Wang Noi. On Koh Samui.
That's kind of the main stretch in the land, Chowang,
is that? Actually, it's not. We're pretty fortunate. It took us a long time to finalize the venue that we think is perfect for our first year, and we really think we have that now in this place. So you have the main Chowang beach, and then there's a little headland. So it's and then after that, so it's sort of cut off from Chowang, the main Chowang beach. After that, you have Chowang Noi, which I think is Chowang North. So that's just sort of its own, has its own sort of secluded area, sort of compared to the much larger Chowang Beach. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. We're really, really lucky to be able to bring a festival like this to such a stunning area.
Hence the name. Paradise Island Festival going on.
Clue is there.
So is it 15th, 16th?
15th, 16th of April, yeah. And you can find out more about us on the Facebook, which is at Paradise Island Festivals with an S, or paradiseislandfestival.com.
And this is where our listeners can also get hooked up with tickets as well and find out how to get directions and everything in there. Yeah?
You can, and we're also doing a locals discount as well. So obviously it's not just about tourists being in the island. We're partnering with many, many local businesses, local artists, etc. If you're a local, you can get 50% discount on your ticket, which is pretty big. All you need to do is go to our ticket agents. Am I allowed to give that a plug?
Yeah.
So that'd be universe.com/Paradise Island Festival, and you can use the promo code locals, and you will get 50% off of your entry.
Brilliant. Roman, it sounds incredible. Some huge names there, some great vibes, some great entertainment, nice interaction with the Thai culture, loving that big time. It's all set for a brilliant party, mate.
Yep, can't wait. Hope to see as many of you there as possible. You going to make it, Jason?
Oh, well, I'll try. It's a busy weekend. I'll see. You might prize me away from my comfort zone on this island here.
I'll try and put a VIP package together for you and entice you.
Sounding better even as the seconds go by. Roman, thanks very much. I wish you and your team a best of luck. Have a great time. Keep the party real. Keep it cool and keep it exciting. I think you're going to.
Thank you very much, man.
All the best. Roman here on Live 89.5. This is Drive.